but I catch you. It's just gone 25 minutes after 6 p.m. Central African time. You are listening to Channel Islam International. This is the extension of the Iftar program, and we are now currently on the build-up towards Taraweeh Salah. Coming up on the program in the next few minutes or so, we get right into that much-anticipated interview, and that interview we will be having with Dr. Oktar Babuna. He is the international speaker for the Harun Yahya series. And if you know the Harun Yahya story, then you will understand that it is pretty much the world-leading creationism debate. And, of course, he came to fame when he wrote the book, The Evolution Deceit. And, of course, alhamdulillah, we are absolutely pleased and honored to have Dr. Oktar Babuna on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother. It's my pleasure and honor. And I send salam of Brother Harun Yahya, Mr. Adnan Oktar, to all our Muslim brothers and sisters there, inshallah.
Speaking to Dr. Oktar Babuna, really, really well-anticipated interview. And, of course, we want to talk about Dr. Harun Yahya, his series of books. He's written 63, in fact, he's written 300 books, more or less. And his books have been translated into 63 languages. And, of course, he's a native of Turkey. All right, I'm going to try once again. Dr. Oktar, are you there?
Yes, brother. Actually, 75 languages, mashallah.
Barakallah, that's just amazing. I mean, the books were written originally in Turkish.
That's right, 300 books, science, faith, and politics related, and he attaches much importance to Darwinism and materialism, to eradication, scientific eradication of these irreligious philosophies, because they are the foundation of the corruption and the bloodshed, and also they are foundation of the communism, fascism, racism, violence, and the terror going on in the world.
I mean, that's a very loaded statement. When you say they are the origination of all the terrorism and bloodshed in the world, can you make that, can you qualify that statement?
Yes.
Why is evolution theory the foundation of all that is wrong with the world today?
Darwinism claims that the living things, they owe their existence to blind chance, to natural events, and there is no creator. And the concepts of Darwinism, struggle for survival, survival of the fittest, and the strong individuals crush the weak individuals, and there is a conflict. Conflict is the cause of the progress. And because of these ideas, Darwin legitimized violence by claiming that humans are in essence animals struggling for survival. If you put these ideas into the subconscious mind of the people, it inevitably leads to communism, fascism, violence and terror. And I'll give you concrete evidence. For example, Karl Marx, the founder of the communism, he says for Charles Darwin's book, The Origin of Species, he says, this is the basis in natural history for our view. So he claimed that the Darwinism is the dialectics of the nature, and communism is dialectical materialism, and so Darwinism is the so-called scientific justification of Marxism. So he got the idea of dialectics from Darwinism and applied into the society as dialectical materialism and the class struggle. And communism inevitably led to violence because Lenin was open defender of violence and the terror, and he was the one who put to practice Marx's ideas. And because of this, 180 million people were killed. For example, Mao in China said, the communist dictator of the China, Chinese socialism is founded upon Darwin and the theory of evolution, and because of these ideas, 60 million people were killed in China. And also, Adolf Hitler, he got this idea of struggle between races from Charles Darwin, because Charles Darwin himself was a racist. In his book, Descent of Man, Charles Darwin said, there are higher animals, more evolved animals, white European men, he claimed, and there are lower animals, all other races which are close to monkeys, such as, for example, Pakistanis, Indians, Aborigines, Australians, Orientals, Turks, are lower races which are close to monkeys. And he said, higher races will exterminate the lower races. And these ideas were taken by Adolf Hitler and applied into the fascism. Adolf Hitler said, for example, he said, take away Nordic Germans, but nothing will remain but the dance of apes, and 85 million people were killed because of his psychotic ideas. So basically, if you take away Darwinism, no philosophy of conflict remains. According to Islam, there is compassion, mercy, love, tolerance, justice. Killing innocent people is haram. In one verse, Allah says in the Quran, I seek refuge in Allah from a cursed Satan. If you kill an innocent person, it is like killing and murdering all humanity. And saving one person's life is like saving all humanity. So killing innocent people is one of, murdering one innocent person is one of the greatest sins according to Islam. Also according to Christianity and Judaism. So there is no killing innocent people, and we have to treat people with compassion, mercy, love. However, Darwinism brings the idea of conflict, and strong individuals crush the weak individuals, and because of this, 350 million people were killed in the 20th century.
All right. We are speaking to Dr. Octave Babona. He is the international speaker on behalf of Harun Yahya. As we know, the prolific writer, 300 books, that is just amazing. Now, Dr. Babona, I'd just like to know, I mean, the fact that we have this racial strife in the world today, and the fact that we have, on the one hand, people that believe in Darwinism, and on the other hand, people that believe in creation, that battle has been raging on for decades. Where is it right now? I remember back in the day, we had the Bible Belt states in the United States of America going fundamentally against evolution and so on, and there were constitutional and high court battles, you know, around the same issue, but it hasn't really reached the mainstream as it used to back in the 80s and 60s, 70s. Where are we right now?
Alhamdulillah, with the words of Brother Harun Yahya, and I'll tell you what he has done so far. His websites are being visited by hundreds, millions of people all around the world, alhamdulillah. His books, Atlas of Creation, 100,000 copies were distributed free of charge to major politicians, from Obama to Sarkozy, from Queen Elizabeth to Berlusconi, all around the world, from Tony Blair to any other politician, academicians, major universities of Europe and U.S., all the actors and sportlers all around the world, famous prominent people, and people from the media, major newspapers and TV stations, 100,000 of copies, free of charge, and there have been thousands of different news in the journals, in the TVs, alhamdulillah. And also, on behalf of Brother Harun Yahya, we gave thousands of conferences all around the world. For example, just myself, I gave more than 1,000 conferences in the major universities of the Europe, U.S., Indonesia, Japan, Malaysia, Australia, Israel, all around the world, alhamdulillah. And Darwinism, we broke the backbone of Darwinism with scientific evidences, and Harun Yahya destroyed its brain with scientific evidences. Darwinism is dead, alhamdulillah, scientifically. We are about, there is Islamic morality will prevail, inshallah, the world. Because of Darwinism and materialism, this is the system of the Dajjal in the 20th century, 350 million people were killed, more than a billion people were injured, cities were destroyed, and there is an economic crisis going on. But inshallah, with the religious morality prevailing in the world, there will be progress and rise in the science, technology, and arts. There will be freedom of thought, freedom of worship, inshallah, and no wars, no bloodshed, inshallah.
All right, now we're talking about the different manifestations of Darwinism. I mean, from the discussion I'm having with you, I understand and I get that there are quite a number of manifestations of Darwinism and, the whole theory of evolution. In today's time, which is the most pertinent and the most dangerous manifestation of Darwinism that most people probably can't, see the wood for the trees or the trees for the wood?
Okay, Darwinism is actually a pagan religion. It's not science. It goes back to the time of the Sumerians and the Pharaoh of the Egypt. The Pharaoh of the Egypt, 3,000 years ago, stated that the living things emerged by chance through evolution out of the mud of the Nile River. So people in the 21st century say the same thing. However, scientifically, and I give you very powerful two scientific evidences which refute Darwinism and shows us that Darwinism is not science. The first one, the most powerful one is that Harun Yahya stated, even a single protein molecule, there are trillions of different protein molecules in the millions of species. If you take a single protein molecule and check if it is possible to emerge by chance in the nature, as evolution claims, it is impossible. The reason is, there must be other proteins. They must exist before this protein, for this protein to be produced, enzymes. At least 100 enzymes must exist. This is not enough. DNA must exist. Not enough. Energy is required. The energy organelle of the cell must exist. A complete living cell must exist for a single protein to be produced. So, single protein to emerge by chance is impossible. That defeats Darwinism completely. The second most powerful evidence is from the fossil record. We have 350 million fossils today. More than enough. 350 million fossils. And there are no transitional forms which is required by evolution. No transition between species. Species appear abruptly, complete, and perfectly formed, and there is not even a single transitional form, a pathological, asymmetrical transitional form, such as, for example, half fish, half reptile, half bird, and that defeats Darwinism completely. 350 million fossils falsifies evolution. So evolution is not science. The reason why Darwinism is defended is to keep atheism alive. So it is falsified by all the scientific evidences from genetics, molecular biology, paleontology, anatomy. All the scientific evidences refute Darwinism. The reason is to keep Darwinism alive is to keep atheism alive. However, science is anti-atheist, anti-materialist, and anti-Darwinist. And that's the feature of the end times, our time, inshallah. With these scientific evidences, presentation by Harun Yahya, Darwinism is dead. Harun Yahya offered $7 million to anybody who brings even a single transitional form. And since 4 years, that was in the world media, in BBC, in British media, in the United States, US media, nobody has appeared because there are no transitional forms. You know what happened? 2 years ago, he changed his offer. He said, okay, if you can't bring a transitional form, one transitional form, just bring me the picture of it, and I'll still pay the same money. Nobody has appeared yet. Richard Dawkins is escaping from Mr. Adnan Oktar all the time.
All right. If you've just joined us, we're speaking to Dr. Oktar Babuna. He is the international speaker of the Harun Yahya series, and of course, they are the leading creationists in the world today, debunking the evolution theory, debunking the hocus-pocus that was dreamed up by one Charles Darwin. Now, you said Darwinism is dead. Last year, 2010, they released a movie about Charles Darwin, and it was hugely popular. What was your reaction to that?
Let me give you why the evidence is why Darwinism is dead. The major, the most prominent atheist of the world, Anton LaFleur, he's the number one atheist of the 20th century. He was an atheist and Darwinist for his entire life. In 2004, he declared he believes in Allah, and he apologized from the people who he became instrumental to be atheists. So he said Darwinism is nothing, cannot explain anything. Allah must have created all the living things. And then Francis Collins, the president of the Human Genome Project, was a major atheist, prominent atheist. He declared he doesn't believe in Darwinism anymore, and he believes in Allah. Richard Dawkins, who was stating that proteins could emerge by chance, as Darwinism claims, most recently said, no, he admitted that proteins cannot emerge by chance, life cannot emerge by chance in the earth, as Darwinism claims, but aliens must have brought life from the space. Now, that means, of course, he admitted that he agrees that life could not emerge by chance in the earth, but some other intelligent beings brought it from the space that he has never seen. So then we ask, who created the aliens? Allah, of course. So there is a major change in the world. There was a recent poll in 2008 in United Kingdom. That's the center of the Darwinism in UK. That was published in The Guardian, the newspaper of The Guardian. The Guardian, as you know, is a Darwinist newspaper, a major Darwinist newspaper. They stated only 25% of the British people believe in Darwinism. 75% do not believe in Darwinism anymore. That means Darwinism and materialism is going down because of the scientific evidences, and there is a progress in religion all around the world, alhamdulillah.
All right. Now, Dr. Oktar, in South Africa, I want to bring you the South African context. You have lectured, Dr. Harun Yahya yourself, have lectured in this country, if I'm not mistaken. In South Africa, at the University of the Witwatersrand, there's a huge paleo sciences center. They said that they've discovered fossils that sort of explain the missing link. I think they called it, Sadiba. Have you heard of that? And what is the significance of these discoveries?
Okay. They always come up with lies like they found a missing link. There is no missing link because Allah did not create re-evolution. How do we know that? We have 350 million fossils. The one you're talking about, it belongs to the species called Australopithecus. Australopithecus is an ape. Australopithecus and Homo habilis is proven to be an ape, not by us, but most prominent Darwinist paleontologists, because their structure, the volume of their skull is about 450 cc's, the closeness of their eyes, the long arms and short legs, and stoop forward walking, And that shows us that they belong to the family of apes. And then Allah created humans, which are Homo erectus and Homo sapiens. We are upright. Our skull volume is about 1,400 cc's. Our arms and legs are proportional. And we walk upright. And most importantly, humans are intelligent. We can judge, we can think, we can build cities, civilizations, and we can take the electron microscope and do research on their own bodies. But apes can only jump from trees to trees since millions of years. They are they eat, they mate, they have an offspring, and they die. They are only wild animals living in the forest. So that has been shown. There is a huge gap. And because of the soul of the human beings, Allah breathed his soul to human beings, we are intelligent, we are conscious, we are aware of our existence, and we can speak, and we can make civilizations. So that shows us Allah created apes as apes, humans as humans. And this we know this also from the fossil evidence. I told you, there are major differences between apes and humans or any other species. Species appear abruptly, complete, and perfectly formed. In fact, this is admitted, most importantly, from Charles Darwin himself. This is what Charles Darwin said. I'm going to read from his book of Origin of Species. Darwin said, "While species have descended from other species by insensibly fine gradations, do we not everywhere see innumerable transitional forms?" He says, if evolution be a fact, then we have to see innumerable transitional forms, pathological, asymmetrical transitions. Then he goes on, "Why is not all nature in confusion instead of the species being, as we see them well defined? But as by this theory, evolution theory, innumerable transitional forms must have existed. Why do we not find them embedded in countless numbers in the crust of the earth?" So he said there are no transitional forms. That was 150 years ago. And today's paleontologists, Darwinist paleontologists, such as Stephen Jay Gould, Niles Eldridge from United States, Stephen Jay Gould, also Harvard paleontologist, these are the most prominent fossil scientists, more famous than the African paleontologists. They are number one or two. Niles Eldridge says, the record, fossil record jumps. That means there are species, but nothing in between, no transitions, no transitional forms. Stephen Jay Gould says, the fossils have two features, stasis and sudden appearance. Stasis means they never change for millions of years during their tenure on the Earth. And sudden appearance means, of course, creation, not evolution. So basically, 350 million fossils tells us there is no evolution. And in fact, the paleontologists that you were talking about, if they have any transitional form, one, $7 million is ready. But they cannot bring, because there aren't any. And I've been to the major museums of the world, Natural Museum in New York, or Natural History Museum in London, I've been all of them. There are no transitional forms. There are some fossils of the extinct species, and illustrations, and some casts. They don't mean anything, no scientific value. There is no half fish, half reptile, half bird, pathological, asymmetrical forms. All the species are created symmetrically, perfect symmetrically, and with golden ratio by Allah, one by one.
And you know, I just like to find out, why is there such a huge lobby that sponsor these paleo scientists, that sponsor these Darwinist people? People that hold that Darwin theory. Why is there so much of money behind that?
Well, there has been a Darwinist dictatorship throughout the world. 95% of the states all over the world defends Darwinism as a state ideology. So if anybody in the universities, for example, in the academic circles, if they are against Darwinism with scientific evidences, they become expelled from the universities, they cannot become academicians, they cannot become professors, and if they're students, they are fail their test. So there has been a Darwinist dictatorship controlled 95% of the states. And Darwinism controlled actually 99% of the people all around the world in the 20th century. But with the scientific evidences, with true science, which refute Darwinism, the fossil evidence, the evidences from genetics and molecular biology, refute Darwinism completely, and so that actually taken away all the power of Darwinist dictatorship. So there is a huge change going on in the world, actually. So, yes.
Well, fantastic. If you've just tuned in, you're speaking to Dr. Oktar Baybouna. He's a medical brain surgeon And of course, he's the international speaker on behalf of Harun Yahya. And of course, alhamdulillah, opening the minds of the world one lecture at a time. And I think they are completely very, very, enthusiastic da'is. And we have people on the line that want to talk to you, Dr. Barbuna. We have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, sister. You live on air?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Yes, go ahead.
I would like to ask the doctor, please explain the theory of survival of the fittest, and is it linked to evolution, or is it completely separate from it? And what does this entail? And as Muslims, should we believe in any aspect of survival of the fittest? Shukran.
All right. Doctor, you got that question?
Yes, I got it. It's called natural selection, survival of the fittest, according to Darwinist claim. However, let me explain the first what natural selection means. Of course, nature, what is nature? Nature is air, soil, and rocks. It cannot select anything because it does not have any consciousness. So natural selection, according to Darwinism, holds that the living beings which are more suited to the natural conditions of their habitat will succeed and produce an offspring. Those unfit will vanish. So we can think about a herd of deer. If a herd of deer is threatened by the predators, for example, like jaguars, tigers, or cheetah, of course the ones which run faster will survive. But no matter how long this process goes on, there will be only faster running deer. It will not transform deer to other species because natural selection cannot change DNA by any means. It only eliminates the weak or sick individuals from the population, but it cannot change DNA. It cannot add new genetic information. It cannot add new proteins, new organs. It cannot transform species to other species. For example, it cannot transform herd of deer to horses. Natural selection cannot change DNA by any means. And the second mechanism, that's the claim of Darwinism, is mutations. Mutations are random changes in the DNA. Any random change in a complex structured DNA, we know today scientifically from observations and experiments, it is only harmful. 99% of the times it's harmful, and only 1% is neutral. That which means it does not cause any damage, but no benefit either. There is no mechanism which can add new genes, new proteins, new organs, and transform species to other species. And how do we know that? We know this from the fossil evidence, of course. The first couple of any species does not change for millions of years during their tenure on the Earth. And the most prominent, even Darwinist paleontologists admit that. And there is no transitional form, pathological, asymmetrical transition between species. So survival of the fittest is meaningless. There is no such thing, of course. Of course, there are some weak individuals, they die, but that does not change any, does not have any effect on the DNA, means there is no evolution.
Now, Doctor, recently we've had visiting astronomers and astrologers coming to South Africa, and these are people that gaze up into space and look at the constellations and the stars, and they basically tell us where the planet is and so on and so forth. Some of them are astronauts, have been on the moon, and they bamboozle everybody with their trips to space with all these rockets, and they tell us that there is evidence of the Big Bang theory. I mean, obviously these are people that you have in your sights as well. You want to talk to us about them as well?
Yes, absolutely. Big Bang is actually a scientific theory. It's not like Darwinism. Darwinism is not a theory. It is a pagan religion. Big Bang is a theory because it's proven by the scientific facts. Big Bang is proven by the expansion of the universe, which was observed by Edwin Hubble in 1929. He observed that universe is expanding. The stars are moving away from us because the spectrum of their light is moving toward red. That's a physical rule, physical law, actually. That means the objects are moving away from each other. That means universe is expanding. The second most powerful evidence came from cosmic background radiation. People said, if universe is expanding, in 1929, they discovered expansion of the universe. They said, if the universe is expanding, if we go far back enough in time, then we must come to a point, a beginning point of the universe. Before that, there was nothing was existing. And out of this non-existence, everything was created, and that is Big Bang. Big Bang has proven that the universe, matter, time, and space was created out of nothingness. And in fact, we find Quranic verses in the Quran that is exactly compatible with Big Bang. In one verse, Allah says, we are steadily expanding the universe, expansion of the universe, that is stated in Surah Zariyat. And also Allah says, Allah is the originator of the heavens and earth. That means Allah created, originated heavens and earth out of nothingness, which is also compatible with the Big Bang. So Big Bang is a proven scientific fact, which is also in the Quran, Alhamdulillah, and which proves us that the matter did not exist infinitely as materialism claims, but matter had a beginning, and it was created out of nothingness. That means creation of Allah.
Wow, that's very interesting. Really very interesting. And they talk about that matter, or black matter or gray matter that, you know, the telescopes haven't reached and aren't, they're not powerful enough to get to. This is a fascinating discussion, and one that I always took with a pinch of salt, thinking, oh, this is another manifestation of Darwinism. But of course, you've made it clear to us that it's actually quite scientific. Could you tell us more? Because I'm really interested.
Yes, the Big Bang actually, because of the Big Bang, materialism is dead. According to materialism, matter, they said, matter existed since forever and will exist for eternally. And there is nothing beyond matter. That was the claim of Darwinism. They rejected the existence of a creator. Science says no, matter did not exist for forever. It had a beginning 15 billion years ago. It was created out of nothingness. So materialism is dead. And Darwinism is an application of the materialism onto the nature. And Darwinism is dead with the scientific evidences from paleontology, from the impossibility of the proteins emergence by chance, from genetics and molecular biology. And Darwinism and materialism are dead. And that shows us they are not science, but they are pagan religions which worship chance as a creator, but there is no such thing. Matter cannot organize itself as materialist claims once. Only Allah can create the complexity of the life, and Allah can create the information in the living beings. That is proven scientifically today, Alhamdulillah.
Now, of course, you can call if you would like to ask Dr. Babuna any questions, 011-494-7007. We are obviously going to have to postpone our competition, our Ramadan challenge, to tomorrow morning at 9:15. But this is really fascinating, and I think a great opportunity for many of you that have actually wondered about these facts and would like to have questions to some of the questions, answers rather, to some of the questions you might have. Now, Dr. Babuna, obviously you're coming with all the arsenal of scientific fact, you're coming with the arsenal of Qur'an-i Kareem. Something tells me that your da'wah and your propagation work has to be quite powerful.
Alhamdulillah, this is the struggle in the way of Allah. Allah orders us to struggle in the way of Allah with our wealth and health. That's an order from Allah. I seek refuge in Allah from a cursed Satan. That's an order from Allah. So this is, can only be done with scientific evidences. We are living in the end times. In the end times, it can only be done with scientific evidences, because Darwinism and materialism, which is the system of the Dajjal and destroyed all around the world, caused so much harm in all around the world, can only be defeated with scientific evidences. That's the reason why Brother Harun Yahya directed at Darwinism and materialism, because they are the foundation of irreligiousness. So if you take away Darwinism, no philosophy of conflict remains, and there will be peace, security, and good morality of religion, inshallah. Because without cleaning up the minds of the people of Darwinism, you cannot teach them Quran and the orders of Allah. First, we have to clean up the minds, which is Darwinism. If you take away Darwinism, they will know that there is a creator. No, nothing can exist by chance. There is a creator. And that tells us our logic and science. And the second step is, give them the scientific evidences of creation, science leading to faith, such as, for example, the systems in the mosquito, in the bees, in the spiders, or in the eyes, in our brains. These are the science leading to faith. And then, of course, this person will know Allah, the Creator, has an infinite power, wisdom, and artistry. And then we can teach them the miracles of the Quran. There are scientific miracles of the Quran, which are only can be only discovered in the 20th century, but they are in the Quran since 1,400 years. So only Allah can know these scientific facts about the Big Bang, for example, about the creation of the human beings, about the creation of the spider. There are many scientific facts which are compatible with the scientific evidences of the 20th century. And that shows us Quran is the word of Allah. And then they, of course, will read the Quran, and they will start to fast, they will start to pray, and they will go to pilgrimage, inshallah.
I mean, Last question. I can hear that it's a ban for you in Turkey. If you would leave the listener of Channel Islam International all over the world with one advice about the book that they must get, 300 books have been written, 75 languages, we obviously English one of them. What book is a must-have to get to the understanding the basics of exactly what it is we're talking about tonight?
All right. He has many books about Darwinism, for example. The Evolution Deceit is a major book. And the Creation Atlas, very famous, very good, very nice, with the fossil evidences, inshallah. But the most important thing is, our listeners, inshallah, my brothers and sisters, should read his books and watch his documentaries and spread these truths all around them, inshallah. His books are free of charge in www.harunyahya.com. They can also read the hadiths, the signs of the end times, which are stated by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. More than 200 signs came to be true and shows us that we are living in the end times. Mehdi must have appeared, Mehdi alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam must have returned, because there are major changes going on in the world, such as, for example, the economic crisis, the uprising in the Muslim countries, and all the signs stated in the hadith: occupation of the Afghanistan, Iran-Iraq war, occupation of Iraq, stopping the flow of the Euphrates, sun and moon eclipses in two following years, in 1981 and 1982, in the month of Ramadan. They all came to be true, shows us, in starting with the Hijrah 1400, 1975, our Prophet said, Mehdi must have appeared and he is alive. His physical features are also given by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has black hair, black beard, medium stature, descendant of our Prophet, the Sayyid, broad shoulders, broad belly, broad thighs, and a mole like our Prophet in his back, and a mole on his cheek, light colored cheek, and green eyes, Aynul Hadra, inshallah, and curved eyebrows. So he must be alive. And Isa alayhi salam must have returned, because we see Darwinism and materialism is going down, and there's a progress in Islam and religion, inshallah. But the most important sign is that, inshallah, when Islamic unity will be established, there will be a leader of this, and we will know he is the Mehdi alayhi salam. Mehdi alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam, according to the hadiths, will pray together, inshallah, and Isa alayhi salam will push him from his back in the prayer and make him imam of the world, spiritual leader of the world. And we will know that this is the Mehdi alayhi salam, inshallah. Mehdi alayhi salam will not claim to be Mehdi. He will refute to be Mehdi, but we will know he is the Mehdi, because he will prove that with evidences that he will establish, it's instrumental in establishing Islamic unity, inshallah, and Islam to prevail the world. And this is called Golden Age, inshallah. There will be progress in the science, technology, and arts, alhamdulillah, inshallah. And we are not far away from that. In mostly 10 years, we will see that, because we have had more than 200 signs stated in the hadiths, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So our listeners can go to the website of Harun Yahya, harunyahya.com, and awaitedmehdi.com, inshallah. They can read all the hadiths of Islam from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also the promise of Allah from the Quran, because Allah promises in the Quran that He will prevail His religion in inshallah. I want to read Surah An-Nur, verse 50, number 55. This is Allah's promise, and there are many other verses. Allah says, Allah has promised, I seek refuge in Allah from a cursed Satan. Allah has promised those of you. So this is a promise of Allah, and Allah never fails to keep His promise. Allah has promised those of you who have faith and do right actions that He will make them successors in the land. So sincere believers, Mehdi, and sincere Muslims, Allah will make them successors. Successors means they will govern and they will rule the world in the land. Land means world. As He made those before them successors. And these are stated in the Quran: Suleyman alayhi salam, Solomon alayhi salam, peace be upon him, and Dhulqarnayn alayhi salam, inshallah. And Allah goes on, and will firmly establish for them their religion, Islam, with which He is pleased, and give them in place of their fear. There is fear all around the world, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in East Turkestan, Somalia, Chechnya, Palestine. Security. Security is a feature of the time of the Mahdi. Justice will be everywhere. They worship me, not associating anything with me. And who are disbelievers? After that, such people are deviators. And there are many other verses. Allah promises Allah will prevail His religion. And since 1400, this did not happen. And our Prophet says, the life of this world is 7,000 years in the hadiths, relates by Imam Suyuti. And 5,600 years are over. only 1,000, between 1,400 and 1,500, we must see Mehdi alayhi salam, we must see Isa alayhi salam, and we must see Islam prevails the world. And this is the only time left, inshallah. And the changes in the world, and the science from the hadith shows us that we are living in the end times, Mehdi must be alive, Isa alayhi salam must be alive, and we will see them, inshallah, mostly 10 years. Alhamdulillah, these are the glad tidings. Our Prophet orders in the hadiths, give the glad tidings of the Mehdi alayhi salam, he says. Inshallah, alhamdulillah.
Mashallah. Dr. Babuna, I'd like to say, sir, doctor, you have spoken the truth. You are talking from Quran and hadith. You're talking from evidence and science, which is all in front of us. And, you know, you've really, really, I think, lifted up the spirits of our listeners. Muslims around the world are, I think I'll be correct when I say, many of them very, very despondent. Some of them heart sore. There's been a lot of blood shed and suffering amongst Muslims around the world. And even in the so-called safe havens, Muslims are feeling very, very depressed and downtrodden. But I think your discussion tonight has lifted up the spirits, I think, tremendously. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for that. And we continue to be strengthened by those kind words that you've spoken. And we want you to give us our salams to Dr. Harun Yahya and our brothers in Turkey. And we'd like to commend you on the work you're doing and keep it up. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the strength and the clarity of vision to continue what you're doing. Barakallahu fik.
Jazakallah. Aleyküm selam ve rahmetullah ve berekatu. And I send the salam of Brother Harun Yahya, Mr. Adnan Oktar, to you, to all Muslim brothers and sisters and people of the book there, inshallah.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Aleyküm selam ve rahmetullah ve berekatuhu.